Mongolians brave sub-zero temperatures to protest corruption. By John Hayward on December 27, 2018. Mongolians enraged by multiple corruption scandals filled the streets of the capital to protest on Thursday even though temperatures fell below 0 degrees Fahrenheit. Protest organizers told Reuters there were 25,000 people in the streets of Ulaanbaatar demonstrating against the two main political parties and parliamentary speaker Nkbold Nyagumbo on Thursday. The protesters waved signs demanding Nkbold's resignation. "Mongolians are very patient, but now we lose our patience. Nkbold should resign. Shame on him that he makes this many people protest in this midwinter cold." A 61-year-old protester shivering in the minus 20 degrees Celsius air told Reuters. The Mongolian parliament has effectively come to a standstill. Its regular session delayed on Thursday for the seventh time in a row because a multi-partisan group of representatives calling themselves the Mongolian People's Union is boycotting the legislature. President Khalkhma Batulga on Wednesday requested measures that would allow legislative sessions to resume without the boycotters if necessary. Members of the coalition accuse Nkbold and the ruling parties, the Mongolian People's Party and the Democratic Party, of making millions by selling powerful government appointments. An opposition politician quoted by Reuters also blamed Nkbold for increasing air pollution, people's poverty, and wealth inequality when he was the mayor of Ulaanbaatar. Corruption scandals engulfed a number of high-ranking officials, 2 members of the cabinet, and 14 members of parliament accused of funneling government funds to friends and family. The money was allegedly looted from a program intended to help Mongolia develop small business enterprises instead of remaining dependent on mineral exports. The beginning of December saw Prime Minister Yuknikhlin Kurilsukh narrowly surviving a vote of no confidence initiated by his own party after weeks of unrest in Ulaanbaatar. Kurilsukh described the effort to oust him as a plot hatched by the same corrupt party leaders derisively referred to as Monon by protesters. Monon is the Mongolian word for fog, but also functions as an acronym combining the names of the two majority parties. Kurilsukh said both parties are controlled by a group of powerful families determined to enrich themselves at public expense. He defended himself as a corruption fighter under attack by Monon-controlled legislators. Complicating this narrative was the fact that 8 of the parliamentarians implicated in corruption scandals voted to retain him as prime minister.